Chapter 2. Bailey's heart pounded as he checked his phone again, and again, and again, rereading the messages he traded with Valerie since that previous evening. After some quick flirting back and forth, she had invited him to go out shopping with her so they could chat and spend time together in person. It was going to be a fun little first date, she had said. The word date in particular is what filled Bailey with both excitement and confusion. A date with Valerie Venus. He was surprised when she replied to him, but was even more surprised that they lived in the same city, making it easier for them to meet up in person. So Bailey waited by the fountain between the bookstore and the movie theater at the mall that they had agreed to meet, fidgeting with his phone. "Hey," he heard the playful voice before seeing who it belonged to. He turned to see Valerie walking up and waving at him as she smiled. She was wearing sneakers and a jean skirt that showed off her pale, slender legs, and a simple baby blue t-shirt that clung to her tight stomach and breasts. Bailey barely had enough time to register that she was there, much less take in the full sight of her before she embraced him in a tight hug and then quickly pecked his lips. He was overwhelmed by so many things at once. The scent of her hair and makeup, the feeling of her warm breasts against his chest, and the dizzying feeling of her lips brushing over his. "Hey," Bailey managed to chirp. "My God, you're just as yummy in person, Bailey." Valerie practically purred the words as she took a step back and looked him up and down.
Thanks,
Bailey blushed. He wasn't used to people complimenting him like that. Not that he minded. It kind of felt nice. He just wasn't sure how to respond. "With a cute little butt like that, I bet you can lure any girl you want to the mall for a date with you," Valerie winked.
"I never really thought of it like that," Bailey said, blushing.
"Let's shop till we drop," Valerie said, taking Bailey by the hand and dragging him along after her as they headed off into the mall. Their first stop was a Starbucks kiosk. When they ordered, Bailey had pulled out a 20 to pay for the drinks, but Valerie insisted that it was her treat and swiped a card before he could pay. They sat on a wicker love seat in front of one of the many fountains as they sipped their sugary drinks and talked.
"So where do you go to school?" Valerie asked.
"Westbrook," replied Bailey.
"Oof, stuffy. I bet you have lots of friends, though."
"Not really. I know some people, but when you go to a school that's just for boys, everyone tends to be a massive dickhead."
"I see," said Valerie, grinning at him as she took a sip from her straw.
"It isn't so bad. Just not much of a social life to be found at a school like that."
"What did your parents say about you going on a hot date in the middle of the afternoon? I bet you go on so many dates they don't even bat an eyelash anymore. Cutie like you has to be rolling an ass,"
Valerie teased, and Bailey blushed. "They get on my ass about a lot of things, but for the most part, I don't tell them about stuff like this. Brings too much complication if they try to butt in." Bailey sipped his drink.
"Good call. You can't tell parents shit. They just try to mess everything up."
Yeah, I guess," Bailey agreed.
Well, enough of that,"
Valerie said, downing the rest of her coffee before she stood up and tossed it in a nearby trash can.
"I'm in the mood for shoes." "Oh my God. The shoe stores here always suck. You can never have enough pairs of good heels, but there isn't much here. Don't get me wrong. I can get anything I want online, but you don't want to fuck around with shoes and stuff. Better to try before you buy," Valerie said, as she waded through the department store's selection of shoes. Sure, they were expensive, but that didn't denote quality. She was mostly underwhelmed by the shoes they were offering. "Yeah, I guess you're right. It's easier when you're a guy. You just gotta make sure they fit," Bailey shrugged. He never really thought about it before.
"Unless you're one of those fuckboys obsessed with sneakers," Valerie said, as she squatted down to look at a pair on the bottom shelf. Doing so showed off a bit of cheeky-ass cleavage, which made Bailey swallow hard as his eyes went big. Valerie glanced up and caught Bailey checking her out, and his face flushed as he quickly looked away. She just grinned as she stood, firmly wiggling her ass back and forth against his lap as she grinned.
"See something you like?" she teased.
Bailey's heart was pounding. He'd seen the girl's gaped open asshole on more occasions than he could remember, but he was still bashful about how attractive she was.
Don't worry. Girls dress like this because they want you to look. Doesn't give you an excuse to be a creepy asshole, but looking is always free. She winked and pecked him on the cheek before taking him by the hand again. Come on. There isn't much in here. But there are still a couple fun places to go, she said, dragging him along to the next place. He was just happy to be with her. You want some toys? She asked slyly as they walked. Valerie was as attractive as she was colorful, and she managed to turn a couple heads as they walked hand in hand through the mall, which made Bailey feel weird about people having constantly glanced their way. I used to collect X-Men figures, but K&B closed. I have this really cool Cable figure where half the face comes off like a Terminator, Bailey replied. This caused Valerie to laugh out loud as she covered her mouth with the back of her hand. What? Bailey stammered. She leaned in close and whispered in his ears.
Not those kind of toys. I'm talking about the kind you shove up your butt, she said, giving his butt a little pinch, which caused his ears and cheeks to burn with the fire of a million suns.
Oh, Bailey gasped. So how long have you been, Bailey said bashfully. Been doing porn? Valerie asked, grinning. Yeah. Since I turned 18 a couple years ago. There's a niche for everything, but young girls and boys make the most. You can start the minute you turn 18. The younger you look, the better, obviously. That'll net you a lot of fans, but people like MILFs and shit like that, too. So there's really a space for everyone, she said as they walked towards the next store. Yeah, there seems to be a porn of everything these days, Bailey agreed. You're pretty fucking cute. I bet I could make all kinds of money off you, Valerie purred. Bailey swallowed. He wasn't sure how to reply to that, but thankfully for him, he didn't have to. Ah, here we are, Valerie announced as they waded through the human traffic towards the next stop. Spencer's? Bailey blinked, confused. They sell a bunch of overpriced shit, but they do have pretty cool posters and stuff. You must not have been here in a while, she said as she led them past the $90 backpacks and the $50 hats with superhero emblems on them, and around the rack of $45 belt buckles before finding the shelves at the very back of the store. Bailey's eyes went wide. The fuck? He gasped, looking quickly around the store full of people milling about, suddenly feeling a bit exposed as he stood with his date in front of a shelf stocked with dozens of different kinds of sex toys, almost all of which were geared towards insertion. There wasn't a fleshlight or a cock sleeve in sight, and nearly everything vibrated. You didn't know they sold these now? Valerie asked as she casually rummaged through the offering of toys. They ranged from small vibrating eggs to large silicone plugs and vibrators so large and powerful they would flop across the floor if dropped while switched on.
No, Bailey stammered.
He had caught a glimpse of a Sasha Gray toy, and just the mention of the name, much less the nude pictures of her on the box, made his cock instantly hard.
Don't be shy, Valerie said, hooking her arm around Bailey's. Who cares what people think? If we're weird for buying sex toys, what does that make this place for selling them? She asked.
Bailey couldn't find any fault in her logic and just nodded.
Time to graduate from cucumbers, you little slut, she said, grabbing a set of long black plugs in various sizes, which she handed to him before she scanned the shelves for something else.
Ah, here we go, she said, producing a big, thick toy that was slightly curved at the end with a large, round tip. This thing'll fuck you up, she said, handing him a surprisingly hefty prostate massager.
Jesus Christ, Bailey said.
He was certainly impressed with how hefty and fat the toy was. Just the weight of it made his cock strain against his boxers. But his reaction was to the $120 price tag on the toy.
Ah, gotta have lube and... Let me see.
Valerie was in her own little world as she grabbed a small bottle of gun oil and then a small enema kit that consisted of a simple red bulb syringe and some replacement heads.
That's a good start, she said, dropping the items into Bailey's arms. This should hold you over for a bit.
Me? I can't afford all this shit, Bailey said, looking down at the pile of butt-specific entertainment items. He did a quick calculation, and it was easily a hair over $200, or in the terms of toys he was used to buying, about 60 X-Men figures.
Don't worry, sweetie.
It's on me, she said, pecking his cheek. But butts are for fucking, Valerie said, putting her fingers to his lips.
Don't worry about it.
Bailey felt weird dropping a pile of sex toys on the counter and in front of a female clerk, no less. But he didn't feel as embarrassed as he could have been. Since Valerie pulled out her bank card and paid for the hefty pile of toys, he figured the clerk would think that the toys were for her. Not that it mattered. Like she'd said before, they were the ones selling the toys. No sense in being shy about it.
The look on your face is priceless, Valerie giggled, as she walked arm in arm with Bailey, who carried the heavy bag of toys at his side.
That was a first for me, Bailey said, his cheeks still touched with a bit of heat.
It's fun to try new things. If you think that was a rush, you'll love the next place, she said, leading him a couple stores down to their next stop.
Hollywood lace, exclaimed Bailey as he stood in front of the lingerie shop. The windows were filled with busts covered with all manner of shiny, lacy, and most importantly, skimpy pieces of expensive lingerie.
What? You've never been here before?
No, I mean, some of the guys from school come here. They give out free lingerie calendars, but I could never. Bailey was mortified by the thought of going into such a place and asking for a calendar that had women in skimpy outfits and weren't even nude. Even though he had agreed readily enough to bend over while a group of jocks took turns breeding his hole while they used one of the very calendars for inspiration. Miss February was responsible for three of the loads in his ass that day.
Oh, they've got more than calendars, Valerie grinned as she dragged Bailey into the store.
Reality was reduced to a blurry, dizzying sensation that overcame Bailey as he walked through the racks of the lingerie store. Silk, satin, velvet, thigh highs, one pieces, knit leggings. Everything that made an 18-year-old boy hard now surrounded him. His heart was pounding as he followed Valerie around the store, the girl grabbing whatever caught her eye and tossing it into Bailey's outstretched arms as he did his best not to drool.
Motherfucker! $75 for a pair of panties? What the hell? Boxers are like 13 for a 4-pack.
Bailey couldn't help but marvel at how much more expensive girl clothes were compared to the clothes he was used to buying for himself.
You need to drop serious money on panties and stuff if you want them to last. Just how it is, Valerie said as she picked up a pair of garters and dropped them into Bailey's arms.
Dang, being a girl must be hard, Bailey said.
You have no idea, sweetie, Valerie said as they neared the back of the store.
See, they have clothes for boys, too, she said, tossing a couple more items into Bailey's open arms.
This way, lover boy, she said, heading towards the dressing rooms.
Bailey froze at the door that led into a pretty spacious private booth with floor-to-ceiling mirrors along one wall and a fancy padded bench at the other. He held out his arms with an assortment of lingerie for Valerie to take.
Get in here, Valerie ordered,
grabbing the reluctant Bailey by the front of his shirt before dragging him into the booth, quickly closing the door and locking it behind them.
Sit, she instructed, pushing Bailey down onto the padded bench.
He didn't even have a chance to protest before Valerie unzipped the side of her skirt and let it fall to the ground. Her milky, pale thighs and her smooth, hairless cock was on display, the latter swinging gingerly between her legs as she turned and stepped out of the skirt. Bailey watched in silence, his cock hard enough to smash a plate glass window as Valerie tried on the baby blue set of garters. She pulled a rolled-up pair of black thigh-high stockings from her purse to test them out. After carefully rolling them up her legs, she hooked the lacy little straps to hold them up and then turned towards the mirror. Standing up straight, she glanced over her shoulder to see how well they framed her perky little ass.
Fuck, Bailey whispered,
fidgeting as he watched the blue-haired girl turn in a full circle.
Makes my ass look delicious, doesn't it?
Valerie asked as she pulled the garters off and grabbed one of the one-piece suits.
You don't need any help in that department, said Bailey.
Good answer, purred Valerie. Put on the underwear I grabbed you, she said as she peeled off her shirt. Bailey stared at her breasts, his eyes lingering on her pink, stiff nipples for a moment. They were boobies. Real-life boobies on a real-life girl.
and now Valerie was showing them off like it was no big deal. They were. They were the meaning of life, the universe, and everything.
"Hurry," Valerie said, snapping Bailey out of his titty trance. Bailey turned his back as he set the pile of clothes carefully down on the bench, and then produced the pair of dark red satin boxers Valerie had picked out. No sooner had he undressed and slid them on, admiring how soft they were against his smooth flesh, Valerie told him to turn around and show her. He turned, his eyes going wide at the sight of Valerie wearing one-piece set of lingerie, consisting of a collection of stretchy black straps that covered almost nothing at all. Her breasts and her cute hairless dick were in full view. The black straps were held together by little fittings and hooks shaped like a tiny pair of silver handcuffs. "Jesus," Bailey gasped. "You like it?" she asked, turning to look at herself in the mirror from the front and then the back. "Got the base of a nice S&M getup." Bailey looked at his own underwear in the mirror. He looked about the same as he did in normal boxers, but these were so soft, and they felt so sexy against his cock. "Want to try on a pair of mine?" Valerie asked, holding a pair of lacy pink panties dangling from her thumb. "That's so slutty," Bailey whispered. "I like slutty," Valerie said, her voice as low as Bailey's as she reached down and firmly grabbed his slender little cock through the front of his boxers. He gasped immediately as she gently stroked him up and down, the satin feeling amazing against his aching cock. And just as suddenly as the pleasure had started, it ended. Valerie pulled her hand away from Bailey's groin and held out the skimpy underwear for him. Bailey knew from spending hours of expert research on ex-hamster that he fit the femboy type. He also jerked it to videos of crossdressers hooking up with hard Craigslist cock, so the thought of putting on the panties had crossed his mind once or twice. And if he had a place of his own, the Craigslist cock buffet would already be endless. He carefully pulled the expensive boxers down and then slid the lace panties up his thighs, which hugged his butt perfectly. She had guessed his size pretty accurately. "Wow," Bailey said, admiring just how slutty his ass looked, all covered with intricate pink lace that showed off the pale flesh in all the right places. It lifted his already firm ass, yet his gorgeous cheeks spilled slightly out the sides of it. He moaned when he felt Valerie's warm hand pawing at his ass and instinctively pushed back as he bit his lower lip. She kneaded his soft cheek and grinned. Bailey could see how hard she was through the barely there lingerie, her cock straining against the silky black fabric as she groped Bailey's feminine ass. "Put your hands on either side of the mirror and push her ass out," she ordered as she crouched and retrieved a small container from her purse that fit the palm of her hand. It was a travel-sized container of Vaseline. The familiar smell of coconut and shea butter flooded Bailey's nostrils and made his pink boy hole wink excitedly. Bailey pulled the panties down and placed his hands on either side of the mirror, pushing his tight teen butt out as he stared at the beautiful girl through the mirror. Valerie loudly smeared the lube over her cock. The greasy consistency made a perverse squishing sound that was familiar to anyone who had jacked with it the messy, oh, but satisfying lubricant. The noise snapped Bailey out of his slutty trance as he realized they weren't entirely alone. He had been fucked more times than he could remember in a bathroom stall at school, with something, preferably a second cock, stuffed in his mouth to muffle his moans, but that was out of necessity. Now he was painfully aware that he was in a public place, without much other than privacy from prying eyes. No doubt it would be easy to hear them if they tried fucking in this public space. However, before Bailey could protest, he felt Valerie push two greasy fingers into his warm hole. They slid in without effort, and he gasped as she pushed them deep and twisted them around. Her fingers probing his hole made the same wet, schlicking sound as when she lubed up her cock. Just as suddenly as she slipped her fingers inside of him, she pulled them out, Bailey's hole gleaming with an inviting sheen of oily lube, before Valerie quickly replaced her digits with her fat, lubed-up cock. She gave him her entire length in one push, not stopping until her groin was smothered by Bailey's soft boy butt. Slid right in. I knew you were special. Valerie purred before she began roughly gyrating her hips back and forth, shoving her cock deep into Bailey's warm, welcoming hole. Bailey bit his lip hard to keep from moaning like the slut he was as Valerie fucked him. He let his head hang down, his eyes shut tightly as he focused on breathing quickly through his nose. The fear of getting caught was really fucking him up, though. It was scary, but he liked it. He pushed his ass back against Valerie's cock, delighting in every inch as it sawed back and forth inside his delicate little hole. He wanted to moan so badly, but kept his mouth shut. In a lot of ways, his efforts to stay quiet and focused backfired. Closing his eyes and fucking up his breathing just made him hyper-aware of the cock that was unrelentlessly drilling his ass and making it feel even better. Valerie groaned and hissed as Bailey experimented with tightening his hole to make it feel even better for them both, but he was just too sensitive. Every time he squeezed his hole, her cock seemed to drive even harder into him, making white little spots dance in the darkness of his closed eyes. You're a fucking slut. Getting fucked by a stranger you just met on the internet? Valerie hissed, keeping her voice low even though she was moaning quite liberally. It's so fucking hot, she groaned, her cock schlicking in and out of his greased up hole. Bailey bucked his hips back. The filthy talk was fucking him up almost as much as the hard dick inside of him. Open your fucking eyes, Valerie hissed, as she grabbed Bailey by the hair, pulling his head up before she slipped one arm around his neck, putting him in a firm headlock that didn't choke him, just held his gaze level with hers in the mirror. She put her head beside his, so they were almost cheek to cheek as she pumped and fucked his warm little hole. That's it. I want to look you right in the eyes while I fuck you. You're my little fuck pet, aren't you, Bailey? She asked firmly, nipping his ear. Jesus, Bailey gasped. It was everything he could do not to have a dry orgasm right then and there. He's not your god. I am. Valerie punctuated the statement with a particularly hard thrust. Yes, Bailey frantically agreed. The rush of locking eyes with her as she fucked him, paired with the dirty talk, made the inside of his skull burn like dizzying wildfire. I love fucking slutty little boys. You're so fucking hot. Look at me while you take my dick. Valerie gasped. She was frantically bucking her hips forward. Her very pale cheeks flushed red as she locked her eyes with his. I love your dick. Bailey gasped, his hungry hole clamping down on Valerie's cock. This hard dick owns you now. You're my little bitch. Valerie gasped, her facial expressions coming more deranged and perverted by the thrust. I'm your bitch, Bailey repeated. His cock was aching so bad that he thought he would go insane from the pressure building up inside of him. He hadn't so much as touched his own dick, but the hard dick in his ass was driving him so close to the edge. Take it. Take my fucking cum. Your little hole was made for my cum, and that's where it belongs. Valerie gritted her teeth as her body shuddered. Bailey's eyes widening as Valerie tensed behind him and shot the biggest load of cum he'd ever felt right up his slippery little hole. Her thick cock throbbed and spasmed, and she bit down on Bailey's neck to keep from announcing her orgasm to the entire store as her cock violently bred Bailey's willing hole. It spurted over and over as Valerie breathed deep and fast in his ear. The raw sounds of her pleasure made his head spin. He felt like he loved her. In that moment, she could ask him to do anything, and he would do it, blindingly and willingly. After a few moments, Valerie gave him a tender kiss on the cheek. Her facial expression had changed to that of someone who was blissfully stoned as she pulled her greasy shea butter and cum-covered cock from Bailey's ass. The head of her dick, which was still rapidly throbbing as it gradually softened, was a bright red angry color from the heat of Bailey's boy cunt. Turn around, baby, she said sweetly, through a bit of a haze. Bailey slowly turned, resting against the wall as he found his knees were incredibly shaky from the rough fucking. He had to keep from crying out in pleasure, as Valerie promptly got to her knees and wrapped her fingers around the shaft of his diamond-hard dick and sucked the tip into her mouth. She viciously moved her hand and mouth in unison, back and forth over Bailey's sensitive dick, making the boy's eyes roll up into his head as he whimpered and groaned. Her bright eyes locked with him as she used her slippery hot mouth to fuck him, her mouth and fingers gliding unrelentlessly up and down his shaft as he quickly found his dick covered in a layer of her hot, sticky saliva. "Mmm," Bailey gasped as he was about to pop. Valerie kept sucking and stroking him. Right as he hit the edge of his orgasm, she suddenly pulled back, taking her hand and mouth off of him. He watched, with his eyes wide, as his cock violently spurted cum, which arced out across the small dressing room. The pleasure went away immediately when he tried to stroke himself. Valerie caught his wrist and kept him from touching himself. He watched his balls drain several thick white ropes of cum, while receiving none of the pleasure from his ruined orgasm. "Oops," Valerie smiled as she playfully flicked the tip of his dick. She slowly stood up, kissed him softly on the lips, and locked her gaze with his. "Let this be a lesson. You only get to come and feel good when I say so." "Not a moment sooner," she said, giving him another quick peck on the lip. Bailey had never been so dommed like that before. His head was swimming with a billion different thoughts and feelings, and all he could muster was a simple, "I understand." Valerie had a satisfied grin on her face. She stooped and picked up the expensive panties before wrapping them around her cock and using them as a cock rag to clean off the greasy mixture of Vaseline and cum. After that, she promptly discarded them on the floor. "I'm starving," Valerie purred. Bailey was terrified that a clerk would come running after them from the store, demanding that they pay for the hundreds of dollars worth of ruined lingerie that they left behind. But he pushed the thought from his mind when they made it to a different section of the mall. Once the date was over, they headed back to the fountain. Valerie leaned in and hugged him tightly. She pulled back slightly and let her arms hang around Bailey's neck, a hand reaching up to gently stroke his cheek. "I meant it. You have no idea how special you are, Bailey," Valerie grinned. Bailey swallowed hard. "Thanks. I think you should come over sometime soon and meet my daddy. He loves cute boys like you." "Daddy?" Bailey blinked rapidly as Valerie planted a warm kiss on his lips. The PDA made more than a couple passerbys twitch with jealousy. "That's right. Daddy is just going to love you."